Good afternoon. We will continue to enjoy beautiful sunshine across interior New York and New England for the remainder of the day. A light developing south breeze will help push temperatures up into the lower to mid-60s for afternoon highs. High pressure, which has been responsible for our beautiful stretch of weather this week, will gradually give way off the eastern seaboard, and the southerly wind flow tonight will increase, bringing in some moisture from the Tennessee and Ohio valleys, first in the form of high thin clouds through the evening and thicker clouds eventually leading to showers overnight and into tomorrow morning. Temperatures will not be nearly as cold as last night and dip back into the upper 40s to around 50. Showers tomorrow morning, giving way to breaks in the cloud cover by lunchtime. More sunshine later in the day tomorrow as a new area of high pressure briefly builds in. Highs on Friday will be in the lower 60s. Another weak disturbance will pivot through the Great Lakes and across the region on Saturday, producing a mixture of sunshine and clouds and just the risk of a passing shower, mainly in the northern parts of New York and New England, with temperatures mainly in the 60s. On Sunday, we'll have sunshine. High clouds will tend to move in late in the day, but it will be dry and comfortable with highs in the lower 60s. At this point, the weather pattern will turn more unsettled as we head into the early and mid part of next week with a deeper trough of low pressure and more potent surface storm heading our way for the day on Monday with a good chance of a steadier rain. As a result, it'll be cooler with highs in the mid-50s, then scattered showers as upper-level energy passes by both Tuesday and Wednesday, high temperatures staying in the 50s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of an enhanced risk of severe thunderstorms from the Texas Panhandle into southwestern Kansas. Strong to severe storms are expected to develop by late afternoon in the vicinity of a dry line from the Texas Panhandle into southwestern Kansas and southeastern Colorado. This is in response to energy rotating through the base of an upper trough. Activity may spread into western Oklahoma during the early evening hours. Supercells with large hail and damaging wind will be the initial primary threats. A brief window may exist for a couple of tornadoes during the early evening as low-level winds increase. Meanwhile, a storm system will be near the Four Corners area today and slowly shift east tonight before moving into Colorado tomorrow. Moist upslope flow will increase across northern Colorado, and wet, heavy snow is expected to develop this afternoon in the mountains and foothills and continue through tomorrow afternoon. Accumulations of 1 to 2 feet of snow is expected, with up to 36 inches possible in a few locations. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 90 degrees at McGill Air Force Base, Orlando, and Winter Haven, all in Florida, to a low of 9 at Bodie State Park in California. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City sunny in the mid-60s, Boston sunny in the upper 50s, and in Buffalo mostly sunny with highs right around 60 degrees. The average high temperature in Albany today, 59 degrees, the average low 38. The record high 91 set in 2012, and the record low 22 in 1981. Sunrise this morning was at 6:13 a.m., sunset this evening 7:38 p.m., 13 hours and 25 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny and mild today, with highs in the lower to mid-60s. Increasing clouds with showers moving in late tonight, lows in the lower to mid-40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny and mild today with highs in the mid-60s. Increasing clouds with showers moving in late tonight and lows in the mid to upper 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny, mild today, highs in the middle 60s. Increasing clouds with showers moving in late tonight and lows in the mid to upper 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny and mild today with highs in the mid-60s. Increasing clouds, showers moving in late tonight with lows in the mid to upper 40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90, Mostly sunny, mild today, with highs reaching the mid-60s. Increasing clouds, with showers moving in late tonight and lows in the mid to upper 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, clouds and showers in the morning, then breezy with increasing sun in the afternoon, lower 60s. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy Saturday, just the outside chance of a shower, middle 60s. Sunshine, some high clouds Sunday, lower 60s. A good chance of rain Monday in the mid-50s. And scattered showers Tuesday and Wednesday with highs staying in the 50s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.